there was this other man, in a suit, neat. He was sitting by one of these little portable office terminals. I hadn't noticed him before, because he was one of these people you wouldn't notice if he was with you in a wardrobe. He smiled the sort of smile you have to learn, and stuck out his hand. Can't remember his face. He had a warm, friendly handshake. The kind where you want to have a wash afterwards. "Pleased to meet you, Mr. Thompson," he said. "I'm Carney, Paul Carney, CGEM Public Affairs Department, here to see that you are allowed to carry out your work without interference." He looked at the copper, who was definitely not happy. "And any pressure," he added. Of course, they've always wanted to nail CGEM. I know that. So I suppose they have to watch business. But I've done 30, 40 visits where IFAs have died, and men in suits don't turn up, so this was special. All the money in the equipment should have told me that. Life can get very complicated for men in overalls who have problems with men in suits. "Look," I said, "I know my way around these things, okay, but if you want some really detailed testing, then I would have thought your people'll..." "CGEM's technical people are staying right out of this," snapped the copper. "This is a straight in-situ report, you understand? For the coroner. Mr. Carney is not allowed to give you any instructions at all." Uniforms, too. They can give you grief. So I took the covers off, opened the toolbox and stuck in. That's my world. They might think they're big men, but when I've got the back of something and its innards all over the floor, it's me that's the boss. Of course, they're all called CGEMs, even the ones made by Hitachi or Sony or Amstrad. It's like Hoovers and Hoovers. In a way, they aren't difficult. 9 times out of 10, if you're in trouble, you're talking loose boards, unseated panels, maybe a burnout somewhere. The other one time, it's probably something you can only cure by taking the sealed units into the hyper-clean room and tapping them with a lump hammer style of thing. People say, "Hey, bet you got an armful of degrees and that." Not me. Basically, if you can repair a washing machine, you can do everything to a CGEM that you can do outside a lab. So long as you can remember where you put the screws down, it's not taxing. That's if it's a hardware problem, of course. Software can be a pain. You've got to be a special type of person to handle the software. Like me. No imagination, and proud of it. "Kids use these things, you know," said the copper, when I was kneeling on the floor with the interface board stacked around me. I always call them coppers because of tradition. Did you know that copper, as slang for policeman, comes from the verb to cop, first reliably noted in 1859? No, you don't, because after all that big thing 10 years ago about the trees and that, the university put loads of stuff into those big old read-write optical units, and some kid managed to get a McClint virus into the one in the what's name department. You know, words. History of words. This was before I specialised in CGEMs, only in those days they were still called computer-generated environments. And they called me in, and all I could haul out of 5 kT of garbage was half a screenful, which I read before it wiped. This guy was crying, "The whole history of English philology is up the swanny," he said. And I said, "Would it help if I told him the word copper was first reliably noted in 1859? And he didn't even make a note of it. He should have. They could, you know, start again. I mean, it wouldn't be much, but it would be a start. Often wondered what up the swanny really means. Don't suppose I'll ever know now.